Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now something totally different, wine. Even if you're not a big wine person, you've probably heard about organic wines and even biodynamic wines. But what about natural wines? It seems like those are all pretty much the same thing, all part of the ubiquitous, natural, sustainable, local, organic food offerings you see everywhere these days. But actually, natural wines are different from organic, biodynamic, sustainably grown, or locally sourced. The focus here is not so much on the way the grapes are grown, but how the wines are produced and preserved. It turns out that most wines have a lot of additives, and there's a small but growing movement of people who want to take the additives out of winemaking. They want to go to old school winemaking and just use crushed fruit and nothing else. My next guest has gone whole hog into the natural wine thing. Her words, she's Alice Firing, a longtime food and wine journalist. She has a new book called Naked Wine, Letting Grapes Do What Comes Naturally. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you.
What is natural wine, and how is it different from organic or biodynamic?
Well, I think you did a really marvelous job about giving the global picture of it. It's just grapes. It's grapes that will, you're assuming a natural farming, so you're assuming a non-chemical kind of farming, so it is actually kind of a basic tenet. And then from there, it is the winemaker against nature and trying to husband it with no additives into the bottle. So no sulfur, no enzyme, no yeast, no tannin added. There are about 200 approved additives that one can use and often are.
What does this do to the taste?
Well, it's this form of winemaking started basically when market-driven winemaking came about. So the marketers decide, well, the people want this kind of taste, so then they art-direct it to that, as opposed to just man against nature.
So this is a taste-driven thing, making wines with just the grapes, because some people think it tastes better?
Well, some people do think it tastes better. I was one of them. The way I came to this, I had to do a book in 2001, the Food and Wine Magazine Official Wine Guide, and I had to do such intense tasting, and I was wondering why all of the wines that I loved disappeared. They seemed to just totally go extinct. And then I went to my sheet and found a big commonality between the wines that I really did like. And they all happened to be made very naturally. And so I just kind of self-selected. I think that there's absolutely no contest.
Can you describe it? I know people do put the taste of wine into words. Oh, it has a woody taste, or whatever people say about wines. Can you do that for natural wines?
Well, you can in a way, but when you say that a wine has a woody taste, you're talking about the way it was raised or what was done to it. When you talk about a natural wine, well, you can't. I think that the most useful descriptive is that it does taste more alive and vibrant, and it's changeable. And actually, one winemaker, Tony Couture in California, puts it absolutely beautiful with a conventional wine, your first glass is the best, and with a natural wine, your last glass is the best, because it just continues to evolve instead of just being very constricted by its additives.
Listeners, anybody want to call in on this? All you wine non-experts out there, do not feel you have to be a wine expert to make your voice heard. Call with your questions or opinions about natural wines. Is this something you've thought about? Do you even notice? I'm not sure I could tell you whether I've had a wine that, you know, didn't have any tannin in it or whatever. 212-433-WNYC. Listeners, 212-433-9692. Wine professionals, how about you? Retailers, sommeliers, anyone in the wine industry, call up and tell us if you're getting into natural wines and why you care. 212-433-WNYC, or why not? 212-433-9692. For Alice Firing, author of Naked Wine, Letting Grapes Do What Comes Naturally. We just have a few minutes for these calls, so if you call right up, you'll get right on. Are we talking health concerns here, too? Because that's usually what people are, you know, thinking about when they want to take the additives out of things.
Right. Well, you can be thinking health concerns, But it seems to me that anybody who's very careful about the kind of food that they buy should be careful about the kind of wine that they buy, because certainly if you're buying wine from non-organic vineyards, you are getting those pesticides and chemicals into the bottle. Also, there are added tannins and enzymes and some substances which are dangerous to handle. You might not want to drink.
The predictability of the product is important. The reason additives are added, one reason is to preserve the wine so that they have shelf life and a predictable and consistent taste. So without additives, are natural wines unpredictable, inconsistent, and short-lived?
Well, that's a lot of the scuttlebutt about it. It is not as predictable, but that doesn't mean that it's unstable. It means that every vintage will be different. It will be representative of the vintage, as opposed to a prescribed wine, which will go to a certain taste every year. There are bad wines in every category. So some of the natural wines probably are a little bit unstable. You have to take greater care if there's no sulfur added to have the right temperature.
Comment from our comments page. I make wine with my old school Italian father. Grapes, that's it. People always comment how different it tastes. And yes, he writes, it will get you more drunk.
It will.
Do you concur?
If you drink more of it, of course.
If you drink more of it.
In fact, the natural wine movement started in the late 70s or early 70s. Basically, a bunch of winemakers in France who decided to make wines without sulfur so they could drink more without a headache.
So how are you going to get wine retailers or restaurants to put natural wines on their lists if the product is variable, as you were talking about a minute ago?
Well, it's not that variable. I mean, some people will think that variable is very, very exciting. And it seems to be a trend that is going around the country, and it's gone outside of the East Coast and the West Coast into even Middle America, where people are just excited about the wines. These are kind of wines that if you give somebody a good one, we're only talking about good wines because I only like to drink good wines. You put one in somebody's hand, watch them take a sip, it provokes a reaction. Wow is not unusual.
So what's the minimum cost of a bottle of natural wine?
It's very difficult to find some under 10, though it is possible. I usually pay between 10 and 20, and you would go between 10 and, you know, hundreds.
It's not that bad.
But it's not that bad.
You're talking about $10, $15.
You know, and one of the reasons is that most of the people who do this actually don't have a lot of money themselves, and I think they're also rather sensitive about what it costs.
Andrew in Crown Heights, you're on WNYC. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. What you got?
When I was hearing you guys talk about natural wine, I've been reading this new book called American Terroir, and I'd never heard of the word terroir before, and it's a French word that means a taste of place.
And you feel that you get that, or you're asking, do you get that, more of a sense of the place where the grapes come from?
Yeah, well, what my comment would be is the more natural you allow the wine to be, I think the more clarified and clear.
Yes, and Alice is nodding enthusiastically.
I'm shaking my head. And one is market-driven wine as opposed to nature-driven wine. So one is going to be, one of the tenets is to absolutely express the sense of place.
Andrew in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Yeah, hi. I tend to get headaches from when I drink red wine, sometimes even after one glass. I was wondering if natural wine, if you don't get headaches from that.
Well, can I address that one? It is, those headaches are often blamed on sulfur, and if you're getting them from a red wine, you're probably not allergic to sulfur because there's more sulfur and sulfites added into white wine. It depends what you're drinking. It could be an antihistamine allergy, or I've got this theory that it could be added tannins, so I'd have to see what you're drinking. I would suggest you do a little test. Go out, buy some wines with the back label from Louis Dresner or Jenny Francois or Savio Suarez, and taste those wines and see if you have the same reaction.
Thank you. And along those lines, Tom from Astoria writes on our webpage, can I tell a better bottle of wine by reading the label? He does ask that, but that's not the one I wanted to read. Somebody said, it is Tom, later on in the same comment, can I tell by reading the label which are less likely to trigger asthma?
Whoa. No. No, if you pick up an organic wine, it doesn't have sulfur. That could be an asthma trigger. But at least in the United States, there's no labeling allowed. In Australia, it started. In France, it started.
And tannins can trigger it, I've heard.
I think so, especially because they're added either liquid. They're basically powdered wood tannins added to the wine.
Depends what you're sensitive to. Everybody
absolutely.
Has different triggers that may or may not have anything to do
exactly.
with wine. Kay in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kay.
Hello. I just simply wanted, I think she just spoke of several varieties, labels for names of
importers.
And I just wondered if she could clarify that.
Okay, so there are certain importers that focus on these natural wines, and I just gave a few names, Louis Dresner, Savio Suarez, and Jenny and Francois. If you go to any store, ask whether they have any wines from those people. There are a few others. It's a growing category, but those people do focus on these wines.
Any hope for California or New York or
other
American wines?
Yes, yes. Actually, last week I was in California and I spent the whole night drinking California wines. I couldn't have said this, that I did it happily 3 years ago. So it is starting. People are going to the hinterlands and working the land and doing really good stuff.
Brand names of American natural wines?
Yes. You could hardly call them brands because they're small, but Couture is one, La Clarine Farm, Arno Roberts, I'm crazy about all of the wines that I've just mentioned. If you're lucky enough to live in the Bay Area, you can get NPA, Natural Process Alliance, Donkey and Goat.
Alice Firing, her new book is Naked Wine, Letting Grapes Do What Comes Naturally. Very cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Don't forget, our politics website, itsafreecountry.org, is now the place for smart coverage of the 2012 presidential race. And tonight and tomorrow night on the site, we will have live online chats simultaneously to the Republican presidential debate tonight and President Obama's jobs address tomorrow night. So join the live chat during the debate tonight, beginning at 8 o'clock. I'll be there along with others at itsafreecountry.org. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.